I don't think it was a surprise to anybody that they would take the case, given the across-the-board dealing in each of the states with this particular issue. Now we have nine, in the wake of these elections, we have nine states that allow same-sex couples to get married. We have dozens of states that prohibit same-sex couples from getting married by either law or even constitution. So the Supreme Court was going to and has agreed to step into the fray on this issue. The question, though, that remains and will remain is how far will they go in resolving the issue? Are they going to have the decision that they come up with, is it going to be limited in scope, or are they going to say broadly that it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution to deny same-sex couples the right to marry?
Now, here in Maryland, the same-sex marriage law will take effect January 1st. Just yesterday, county court clerks could begin issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. And we understand a number of courthouses, including the one in Baltimore City, were busy. Could a Supreme Court decision, in a sense, nullify any same-sex marriages that are performed here in Maryland?
No, the Supreme Court decision would not nullify any marriages that happen in Maryland. What it could do is, if they were to uphold DOMA, which is unlikely, but if they were to do that, then it would continue to deny same-sex couples rights that come to them under the federal laws. For example, federal tax returns right now, that even though Maryland has passed same-sex marriage, you can't file your federal tax returns as a married couple. So that would stay in place. But no, same-sex couples can and will be able to get married in Maryland regardless of the Supreme Court, which way the Supreme Court comes out.
What's your sense on how the Supreme Court might rule in this case? And I know the Supreme Court is very tough to predict.
It is tough. The Supreme Court is very tough to predict. But, you know, this is an interesting issue from a political, if you will, standpoint. I mean, in some ways, it's the most Republican of issues. You know, two people contract to do whatever they want, leave the government out of their private lives. On the other hand, it's a seemingly controversial issue and a generational issue. There are very few people that you can find in the United States or in Maryland, you know, under the age of 40 that understand why people are discussing it. Of course, same-sex couples can get married, where older folks have a problem with it. And, of course, everybody on the Supreme Court is over 40. So from those perspectives, it'll be quite interesting and difficult to predict. But, you know, right now, this is the fastest social movement in the history of the United States. I mean, 10 years ago, you and I would not be having this conversation. 10 years from now, same-sex couples in every state of the union will be able to get married. So where the Supreme Court comes out will be interesting if they do it sort of in a piecemeal fashion or they do it in a wholesale fashion and say, why would you deny two people the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness when you allow it for other people? So, I think the fact that they took it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to overturn DOMA because of the nature of the laws being so complex throughout the United States. They want to have some unity and some, you know, have some focus on this. But on the other hand, the fact that they took it does suggest to many that they will, in fact, overturn DOMA.
Will you file any kind of friend of the court briefs for either side in either one of these cases?
Oh, we absolutely will. I mean, the state of Maryland will sign on to a friend of the court brief saying that same-sex marriages are constitutional, in fact, or the denial of same-sex couples does violate the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution. We, you know, have done that. We passed it here in Maryland on the ballot. I mean, not only did the legislature in a representative capacity say we're going to have same-sex marriage here in Maryland, but the people of Maryland ratified that. So I think that we will certainly file a friend of the court brief saying we believe that the denial of same-sex people getting married, it does violate the Constitution of the United States. But we all understand, and I think during the debate here in Maryland, we all understand that that doesn't mean religious institutions have to marry people. So it's still, you know, marriage is, the state part of that is, does the state grant a marriage license? The religious part is still up to the individual religious institution whether or not they want to marry same-sex couples or not, and they certainly are free to do it either way.